This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
As an escape from the Steelers, let's talk some... Are you okay to talk some NFL?
Yeah.
But not the Steelers? Because I do think it needs to be talked about. Give a listen to this, though, because this will make you, most people in Western Pennsylvania, it'll make your blood boil a little bit.
Here's Allen, straight drop. Allen throwing, and it's knocked away. Miles Bryant able to knock the pass away, incomplete. McCourty came on the blitz, brought the pressure. They turn it over on downs. And Buffalo can only stop the clock one time.
This is a tremendously instinctive play by Miles Bryant.
It is. ESPN, the credit there. And let's thematically say, please don't tell me, or please tell me this isn't true. As ESPN delivered that to us and the Patriots deliver a 14-10 win at Windy Buffalo, please tell me this isn't true. The Patriots might be the best team in the AFC.
No, they are.
Oh, gosh.
They are.
Oh, gosh.
I hate to break it to everyone, but it's not just in record only. They're the hottest team in the AFC. They're the best team in the AFC. And they are the classic, the team you don't want to face in the playoffs. It's the Patriots.
Did I read right where Bill Belichick has now had 11 separate seasons where he's had a 7-game win streak in them?
I didn't see that, but it's remarkable, but not surprising, given Belichick and the Patriots over the last 2 decades.
Please tell me it's not true that the New England Patriots also took a blueprint of what you need to do in a cap league, Chris. Okay, they lost a quarterback, a generational one. Tell me if this sounds anything like what could happen in Pittsburgh. That they lost a quarterback, which is a generational one.
Right.
He decided he wanted to go somewhere else, or retire, either one, but he decided he wanted to go to sunny, kind of central-ish Florida, right, along the Gulf Coast. Beautiful Gulf Coast, all our friends, Bradenton
yes.
Beaches.
We love the west coast of Florida.
Oh, we absolutely love it down there, Anna Maria Island, mm-hmm. Bradenton, all our places. So he decided he wanted to go down there. And what the New England Patriots did is they said, we are going to risk sucking for a year. We're okay with that. We might suck for a year. But we're going to have our sights set on who we think is the right guy. We're going to go find him in the draft. We're going to put some places, or some people, excuse me, around him. And you know what we're going to do? We're going to try to assemble the number one scoring defense. And they've done that to this point. Mm-hmm. And then we are going to relaunch. But we are going to choose a road. Risk sucking. And they did that last year, and now they're right here. That's what it takes in a cap league.
Here's the catch, Colin. They didn't even suck out
right.
loud. They were 7-9, 2 games under .500. That's it. That's the first losing season that Bill Belichick had in New England. Sound familiar to someone else we know who doesn't like to have losing seasons and has never had one? They had one losing season. It got them in position, to your point, to right the ship, and here they are, 8-4. Best record in the AFC, and they are the team in the AFC now. And it's because I know he cheated. He cheated his ass off for years, but Belichick is the reason.
Please tell me this isn't true, but the New England Patriots are the best team in the AFC.
They are.
I mean, it is, and it's happening right before our eyes. One more clip. Mr. Mac Jones, who I think has already gone to not just undergrad, but he got his post-grad degree and his law degree from the Belichick School of Dealing with the Media. When you listen to Mr. Mac Jones in his post-game after the win last night, 14-10 over the Bills, in which Mr. Mac Jones threw the football, dare I say, what, three times. Two of three for 19 yards. Listen to how electric he is in postgame.
I mean, I'm just trying to win, so it was good that we scored more than the other team, and we did a great job on offense. Josh just staying calm and just calling the plays that he knew that would work, and it took all 11 guys, and, you know, it doesn't matter how many times you run it or throw it. As long as we win, everyone's going to be happy.
Electricity. Yes. Electricity from Mac, right? I mean, wow. Maction from that guy. So much. But please tell me this isn't true, that watching that game, there were actually, and there were Twitter threads about this, people who didn't like that atmosphere. There were far more people than I anticipated. How could you not love the Bear elements of football? People want to go dome only or want to control.
That's not how the game works now. Jeez. You got to throw the ball all over the place.
No, that's football at its purest, really. I mean, that's football before the forward pass almost. That's the point we got to last night. And that, look, this is how you keep it from becoming Madden on a soundstage. This is how you keep it from becoming basketball on grass. You institute the elements, right? Yes, we all love 41-38 games. They're fun, especially when your team wins. Think of the Steelers-Chargers a couple weeks ago, mm-hmm. right? We've seen some I think of Cleveland-Baltimore on Monday night last December. Those kind of games, they're fun. Don't get me wrong. But when you want to find out who the better team is, and it's why I reassert that New England's the best team in the AFC this morning, you want to find out who the better team is from guy 53 on the roster all the way up through the starting quarterback to the head coach and the entire staff, introduce the elements and see which team handles them better.
I go here with it. I go what used to be 16, now 17, which will be 18 soon enough, an 18-game or 17-game season in which you don't know what you're going to get week for week. Mm-hmm. The variety is what I like. I don't like 17 snow games. I don't like 17 right. games where it's 72 degrees and nice out. Give me rain sometimes. Give me snow sometimes. Give me idyllic 64 degrees and a little bit of clouds and a light wind, and that's wonderful for a lot of people. But the ability to be able to be pliable and play in different conditions.
And yes, exactly. Be able to adjust. I think back to the game. The Steelers played a game in the Meadowlands. I want to say it was, gosh, over 10 years ago. And I want to say it was a Charlie Batch start, perhaps. I can't remember exactly. I don't have the details perfect in my memory, so I apologize. But I know it was a game when Bruce Arians was offensive coordinator. And they went into the Meadowlands, and it was terrifically windy. Like it was almost like it was in Buffalo last night. 30, 40 mile an hour winds consistently, gusts of more than that. And they still threw the ball like 35 times. That's how you find out which coaching staff is actually prepared and nimble enough to right. adjust on game day. Introduce the elements. And it wasn't like these were elements that hadn't been predicted since way back on last Monday when I told you to take the Patriots against the Bills to begin with. And we knew if you kept an eye on it throughout the week, which as I'm sure the Patriots and Bills staffs did, you knew it was going to be windy last night. And so you come up with the best game plan for the elements. You have to do that sometimes.
Yeah, it is. It's absolutely something where you need to be light on your feet. Follow us. We're on Twitter at 937TheFan, driven by Jim Shorkey Kia, Wexford, North Huntington, Uniontown, Pittsburgh's number one Kia dealer. Visit ShorkeyKia.com. Please tell me this isn't true. Actually, I'm kind of rooting for this a little bit. But please tell me this isn't true, that we're barreling perhaps, maybe, towards that Patriots and Bucks Super Bowl. Could
it
happen?
Give it to me.
Me too.
Give it to me. Give me Belichick v. Brady. Give me the two of them sort of standoffishly talking very nice about each other for an entire week and a half. And then give me the final ultimate referendum on who the true GOAT is over the last 20 years in the NFL. Did Belichick build Brady or did Brady make Belichick? Yes, absolutely. If the Steelers aren't going to go to the Super Bowl, which I don't think they will, unfortunately.
Right.
Hate to break it to you. Give me Tampa, New England.
That is the happiest ending Bobby Kraft could even author. It is incredible. I want 2 weeks of that, though. In the lights, the glitz, the glamour of Hollywood this time. You're shipping everyone out west
uh-huh.
and having 2 weeks of Belichick and Brady. Look, I think it's still a bit of a long shot, especially, I mean, for both of these teams. It's just wide open. But if you're asking me right now, as we're here and we've veered into December, what I want from a Super Bowl matchup, because the hometown team I don't think can get there, give me that.
Who wins that game right now? Your knee-jerk reaction.
You tell me exactly how I'm supposed to ever bet against Belichick in a big game.
Exactly.
I know Brady's super good, but you tell me. But what if after the suspension, here he comes riding in with his cape, the old AB in the Super Bowl, out in L.A., doing crazy stuff all week.
That presumes the Bucs don't tell him to hit the bricks once he comes back off the suspension, which I saw as a distinct possibility. But, yeah, I would lean towards Belichick as well because of what we saw last. This is why, like I said.
Pliability.
As much as he cheated his tail off for decades and could still be cheating for all we know. I don't know. The guy who used to be his head cheating coordinator doesn't work there anymore. So I don't know if they're still cheating as massively
as
they
were. He's
in
Hawaii, stuck in those floods, apparently. No,
but they may have cheated their tails off for years. But that right there tells you why Belichick will do whatever it takes to win, up to and including we're just going to pass the ball three times tonight.
We drafted you. You're a franchise quarterback. You're going to be the quarterback here for over a decade. Tonight, you're going to turn around and hand it off.
50 times?
Right, 46 times.
Yeah.
You're just going to hand it off. Okay, coach, thank you. We'll win.
Yeah.
It is a masterful situation.
And he takes Mac Jones, too. I thought it was a really insightful story from Peyton Manning, real quick, from last night from the Manning cast. He talks to the quarterbacks and the head coaches every week before they do their game on Monday night. And he said, he called Mac Jones and said, hey, Mac, can we talk? And Mac Jones was like, listen, I'd love to, Peyton, but you got to go through PR, you know, in order to get everything cleared. He's like, okay, yeah, no problem. Called the PR director. PR director very respectfully was like, listen, no. They're insulating Mac Jones from everything. Mac Jones isn't doing car commercials this year. Mac Jones isn't going out and handing out butter balls the week of Thanksgiving. Mac Jones isn't doing anything but sitting in a room watching film with Belichick and then going out and practicing and getting ready to play football.
He's figuring out a way to beat the Bills.
He's an evil freaking genius, Belichick is, because he looks at every angle.
Unbelievable. Text us, Edgar Snyder & Associates fan. Text line 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder & Associates reminds you to text responsibly. Please tell me it all isn't true, but I have a feeling that it is what we just talked about. Take it or flush it, coming up next. A thought that Mike Tomlin could have to motivate his men. Take it or flush it. And then it seems like every single week we debate one thing that happens on a football field. Can we alleviate it somehow? I'll tell you how to do that maybe in just a little bit. And Foo Fighter tickets this hour, be sure to be listening. Foo Fighters tickets this hour, be sure to be listening throughout the hour. I'm not going to tell you what I'm going to give them away, but I will this hour. Why don't we hit you with Take It or Flush It? Let's go.
And now it's time for Take It or Flush It. Presented by Matt Mertz Plumbing. Now part of the Armstrong Comfort Solutions family.
All right, take it or flush it. Give a listen to this, then I'll tell you exactly what the take it or flush it is. Tomlin.
I don't view it as an insult. I know many of the men, and I know the spirit in which, you know, they deliver the message is motivational. You know, if they were wearing helmets and in the locker room, those are some of the things that they would be saying. It's motivational. It's a brotherhood. It's a fraternity that unless you're involved in it, it's difficult for you to understand. But definitely not seen as insulting in any way.
All right, he's talking about former player criticism. So take it or flush it. Mike Tomlin, having said players take a more active role in eliminating the middleman, right? Just coming into the locker room rather than using social media and whatever, inviting them in, giving speeches, doing things like that, motivating the team? Or is that too high school, WPIAL, rah-rah kind of stuff? No. If you have Rocky or if you have Ryan Clark or somebody in your locker room, take it or flush it?
Take it. I said this last week when this criticism was so heavy on Mike Tomlin, especially from Ryan Clark, from Chris Hoke. Guys who were a part of the last great defense especially, and those guys are two of them, I think especially a guy like Ryan, who the guys see on TV every single day. They walk in the front door of that facility, there's a big TV on the wall, and 99% of the time it's tuned to ESPN or NFL Network. They see Ryan Clark up on the screen criticizing them and their effort. I think it would do a lot to have somebody like that come in. And yeah, maybe it's a little rah-rah, but I think this time of year when every single win is as important as it is and you're fighting and scratching and clawing for your playoff life, I love the idea.
You know when it hit me that I'll take it as well is when Najee Harris was asked about that and Ryan Clark wasn't a former Steeler to him. He looked at a media member and said, oh, he played here? Like, he's a media personality to a lot of the younger people. He was a teammate to Ben. He's a media personality because, and it's not anything mean. They just don't know. They're that right. removed. So I will take it, too. Maybe every once in a while, he can't do it every day, but maybe every once in a while, bring Chris Hoke in and show that passion. Bring Rocky in. How many of those guys even know Rocky's story?
I would bet 80% of them don't, unfortunately.
And that might be something that, even if it doesn't lead to wins, and even if it just enlightens you as a human. Do it. Do
it
more.
I love it. Take it or flush it. This tweet from Pony yesterday. Aditi said on her segment with them on the PM team yesterday, one front office executive said to her, TJ Watt should win MVP, not Defensive Player of the Year, but NFL MVP. In a year where there's really no clear-cut front-running MVP candidate, if the Steelers make the playoffs somehow, should TJ Watt win MVP, take it or flush it?
Flush it. I don't think TJ Watt will. Now, the argument can be made of how good that the Steelers are with him and how bad they are without him. I can understand that. But I don't think TJ Watt is going to win.
Oh, I don't think he will. I think there's a very good argument to be made for it. It's why I'll take it in this instance. I'll take it because I keep spitting out that what their record is with TJ and without TJ, and they're not essentially, they are a winless team in games that TJ doesn't play or doesn't finish, and they're a 12-win team. They're a playoff team when TJ Watt does play the entire game. I think when we talk about MVP, we so often get caught up and talk about who's the best player on the best team, right? And I understand that's the way MVP voting goes now, and it's why TJ Watt really has no chance, doesn't have an iceberg's chance in hell of winning MVP. But I like the argument to be made for it, so I will take it.
There it is. Take it. All right, coming up next, seems like people complain or at least have a big, long talk about something that happens on an NFL football field every single week in at least one game, a lot of times a Steelers game. How can we let's play Mr. Fix-It. You and I are going to fix this. Coming up next, we'll tell you what that is straight ahead here on the Fan Morning.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
Foo Fighters, you love them? Check them out right now. Well, they're not playing right now. They're going to actually play on May 14th.
It's a hell of an idea, though.
I know. Go out.
A Foo Fighters concert at 6 in the morning?
They're really talented.
I can't wait for that show.
They do so many covers, and they'll do something on a whim. Like I saw before, you know, like Tom Petty had died, and so they, with one day's practice, did like four or five Tom Petty covers right away at the next show. Like they do things like that, and they also troll people who are jerks.
Yes, and think about that. Wrap your brain around the concept that the first album is nothing but Dave Grohl. Dave Grohl doing everything. Guitars, drums, all of it is Dave Grohl. I mean, it's just, the guys, it really makes you wonder what could have been had Kurt Cobain still been alive and Nirvana stayed together for years.
Did you see when they had that Westboro Baptist Church was protesting one of their concerts? And yes. They went and did You Should Be Dancing, the Bee Gees, dancing, dancing. They went around in a trailer and went out and played in front of them to drown them out. It was absolutely hilarious. But anyway, you're going to get tickets right now. Don't miss the Foo Fighters Live in North America 2022 tour. Coming to the Pavilion, Star Lake. That's May 14th, as I've told you. You've got to be the fifth caller right now. 412-928-9370, 412-928-9370. And you get those tickets. So do that for the Foo Fighters right now. Let's figure this out. Ray McLeod, right? So that was bandied about and knocked around a little bit as to if it was a catch, if it wasn't a catch. And it was the latest installment, chapter, 13,217 of was it a catch or wasn't it a catch? Let's play that fun game on Sunday afternoons or Monday nights or Thursday nights. Was it a catch or wasn't it a catch? Can't we make this a little bit more clear? Like, what if they just said, okay, if the ball touches the ground at all, like you did in backyard football, when we were playing Nerf football when we were 8 years old, the rules were pretty clear. If the ball at all touched the ground, it couldn't be a catch. Okay, end of story. Or are there lines, or this will be too much, but we're going to review, we're going to have an eye in the sky that reviews every single catch, not stop the game. He watches every single completion, and he has the power, she has the power, a governing body up there as a replay person, to buzz down if they want to stop the game. Like, how do we streamline this process? Because we sit here on a Monday or on a Tuesday or on a Friday or sometime when we go over football games, and a bunch of times a year we talk about the process of they screwed up or the debate over a catch or not a catch. How do we make this right?
I will concede to you, just to start this conversation, that this is one of the avenues that replay has made less clear. Because over the years, we've been privy to really just frame-by-frame breakdown of every single catch, right? So if it touches a blade of grass, it's not a catch. If it's not tucked away and a guy takes more than a step and a half, it's not a catch, like the Kelce one the other night. All these instances of, well, it wasn't really a catch. I go all the way back to Calvin Johnson in the back of the end zone against the Bears, which is really where all of this started, that and Dez Bryant against Green Bay. Really where all of this what is a catch took off about 10 years ago. You know a catch when you see it. And if a guy has the ball in his hands and his feet are on the ground, or he goes to the ground and the ball is in his hands,
right,
and the ground doesn't help him catch it, it's a catch. It's why I think Ray Ray's was a catch the other day. I don't think Ray McLeod
helped.
I don't think the ground helped him catch the ball. The ball
help
touched the ground, certainly.
Help is a subjective word, though, and that's what it'll get into. Like, for me, I don't know if the ground helped him catch it or not. Thus, I err on the side that maybe it did. Other people will err on the side of, if you don't know if it did, then I rule it didn't. And it's
right.
More subjectivity.
Okay, let's open it up then to the Kelce catch. I don't know if you saw that from the other night
yes.
in the Sunday night game against the Broncos.
Uh-huh.
Catches the ball, right?
Yep.
Tucks it away.
Yes.
But doesn't take a full step.
Football
right?
move,
doesn't
if
make,
you will.
Yeah. And it gets punched out, picked up by the Broncos. Would have been a scoop, like a 90-yard scoop and score the other way. But it's instead, no, that was an incomplete pass. Like, Kelce catches the ball in both hands and tucks it. And then it gets punched out. Okay, does he do all that before taking a step? I guess. But it looks like a catch, right? If it looks like a catch and smells like a catch, it's a catch.
Right. But then, again, we get into the muddying of all of it because of the other layer that comes in with replay and slowing it down into micro bursts of these little of a film that we watch it at one millionth of speed, and it dulls our sense of what happened in real time.
And that's the key crux of the matter here, because as we go back and forth on replay all the time like we do, and I am a proponent of getting every call right, and if you got to replay it to get it right, by all means get it right. But for some reason, we look at replay, as a pass to ignore logic. We that's what that frame of film says. That frame of video says that the nose of the ball touched the grass for a split second, so it's got to be incomplete. And we've got guys out there. How many guys on the field during an average NFL game? Officials, 10 or 11 of them?
Yes.
Okay. We've got 10 or 11 guys out there in striped shirts who are all very intelligent humans. They're usually lawyers or doctors, all right? And they spend a ton of time preparing for these games. They get out there, and all of a sudden, they are told, no, you're just a brainless vessel for this game. You got to look at the video or accept what somebody else who looks at the video thinks of it. Sorry, you said it was a catch on the Sorry. It shows right here the nose of the ball touched that blade of grass for just a second. If you can subjectively look at the video and make your judgment via that, I think we still have intelligent enough humans to be able to do that, to have the best of both worlds. And when we start to try and go down this road, and I'm not criticizing you for this.
No.
But when we start to go down this road of, Let's clearly decide what a catch is. We take the intelligence out of the guys in the striped shirts and we just assume that they can't figure it out.
Or do we just live with a plus minus in that sometimes we're going to get things wrong? And, okay, it's like this. There are a gazillion cars that are out on the road today.
Mm-hmm.
You know that X amount of them are going to get into a crash, right? Do you live with the fact that there's X amount of calls all week in an NFL game and there's a plus minus ratio that, hey, we're only going to get 96 point whatever right, and you, or 98 point whatever right, and 2% of them are going to be wrong, and you're never going to be able to fix that 2%, and you live with life.
And that part, I think I can get on board with. It's the egregious ones. It's the school bus driving over the cliff. Like, car accidents happen every day. Like you said, there's a certain percentage of the cars on the road today in America are going to get in a fender bender or an accident.
Yeah.
Or maybe a little worse than that. But hopefully there's no school buses going over the cliff in a complete and utter catastrophe. And that's why replay has been instituted, so that we avoid the catastrophes, the school buses driving over cliffs. And that's why I still am a fan of replay.
So your show Friday morning, listen to us right here, Fan Morning Show, as we go over, did he catch it or did he not, invariably from the Steelers game in Minnesota on Thursday night.
So we should have cheesy game show music ready to go.
Yes. Twitter poll coming up next, along with one thing happened in a curling match just the other day that you are never going to believe. And they couldn't even show it on television. That's how bad it was. It was so bad they wouldn't even show it on television. Tell you what that is next. You'll never believe why they can't show curling on television. You will never, ever believe. It was a web stream, but still, nonetheless, I think it was going to be simulcast on television. They can't do it. They can't do it. We'll get to that in just a few minutes here. But first, Twitter poll. Let's go.
Come on, everybody. Let's tweet.
Yeah.
Twitter it.
Tweets that are
right. Oh.
It's time for the Fan Morning Show's Twitter poll.
Oh, before it's time for the Twitter poll, it's serious season at KDKA, by the way. They put the poinsettias out on set. You know it's getting
officially
down.
The holidays.
Oh, yeah. When Highfield and Heather have those big red poinsettias, or however you pronounce them, in front of the set there, it is.
You know it'll be the last day before Christmas break when they show up with antlers on or jingle bells around Highfield's neck.
Highfield's cranking eggnog on Pittsburgh Today Live at 10:05.
Yeah.
Yes, it's time. Yeah, there we go. All right, daily Twitter poll from yesterday. This was 50-50 for a long time. And when I say 50-50, I mean it was dead on 50-50. I looked at it a couple times last night at about dinner time, and now it has moved and it's final. Thank you for all the votes. Tons of votes yesterday. So did John Harbaugh make the right call in going for two at the end of the game on Sunday? Yes or no was the Twitter poll. 51.2% of you said yes. 48.8% said no. And lots of votes, so thank you very much for that. Wow. Today's daily Twitter poll, at Fan Morning Show, vote every single day on Twitter, oddly enough, for the Twitter poll. Are the New England Patriots the best team in the AFC? Yes or no? 54.6% of you say yes. 45.4% of you say no. Not just by virtue of record, but I voted yes. And not just because they're the number one seed, but they're the best team.
Unfortunately, they're the best team in the AFC right now.
I don't know how you can go away from that. And that stat did take me back. Like, okay, 7 straight wins. All right, they've put together 11 times in his career he's had a season with 7 straight wins, Belichick has had. 11
that's
times.
That's crazy. And just one losing season, we point out again, which happened to be last year, and set them up for their next franchise quarterback.
All right, here we go. Curling. So they're having this curling event, right? And this is an Associated Press story. So they're having this Olympic qualification event in the Netherlands. Now, there's not a lot of people who still need to qualify for the Olympics. There's a couple different events here and there. Most of the field is set, but there are still some people that need to qualify, right? Couple Americans, some people that are from the UK and some other places. They need to go to the Netherlands and qualify. They still need to go through and have a good showing at this curling event in the Netherlands. Right? And so Dutch media is taking care of the video, and it's being simulcast on NBC, various other outlets throughout the world. So keep it. Think you got some curler person that is from, what is that, Minot, North Dakota,
yeah,
or whatever.
Bloomington, Minnesota.
Yeah, right. Yeah. And you're like, well, I got to watch my cousin. They're going to try to qualify for the four-man curling or whatever. They're in Amsterdam. So that is on television, or it's supposed to be on your web stream. You go, you fire up the old computer. There's a big black thing over. Web stream unavailable. What are you talking about? Mm. Web stream unavailable for mixed doubles Olympic curling. Same thing happened in Japan. Web stream unavailable. So people are looking around and like, I'm trying to watch my loved one who's on the cusp of qualifying for the Olympics.
Right.
They tool around on YouTube. They find the feed. It works. It works for the international feed in a couple different countries.
But not the U.S.,
but not
Japan.
The U.S. and not Japan.
Okay.
They notice right there, blared on the ice, because there are advertisements on the ice, much like at Penguin Games, right? EasyToys.com.
EasyToys.com.
Sex toy company.
Oh, okay.
You're right.
Okay.
You know, hey, things, I mean, you got to spice it up. You got to spice it up.
You wanna,
Marital aids, if you will. You know, you want to go ahead and, you know, erotic gadgets right there. Well, NBC, they've really had no comment over this. But NBC, people have found out that they didn't like the ads. They didn't like, so they didn't want that shown on their television.
They just didn't show the thing at all.
Yes. Now, the people who were in charge of it said, we informed them what sponsors there are. We spoke to them about this position. I can imagine they're I'm surprised by the reaction, but not surprised about the sponsors we have. They knew this going in. Now, the person in Amsterdam in charge of all of this said, I'm not here to judge what's common in your country, what's not common in my country, or what is acceptable and what's not acceptable. They knew it going in. We never got any hints that they wouldn't televise this. This leads to a big discussion.
Well, I mean, if it's too big, that's...
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
There you are. Now, what is acceptable and what isn't to show on television? We're in a world where...
So here's my question.
Uh-huh.
Real quick. The logo was painted on the ice, right?
Just
superimposed?
In just words. It wasn't like a product.
Okay, that's
was
my
pictured.
Point. Exactly. Didn't have something with a logo on the side.
Right. What are those beads for? Mardi Gras? Well, kind of.
Well, depends.
Yeah. Anyway.
Anyway, in that case, I don't understand why they were so uptight about it, to be quite honest.
Right.
I mean, this... look, we get bombarded on Sundays by ads for... male enhancement products, let's put it that way.
Certainly.
Right?
This can enhance your male.
You could.
Yes.
I got to sit through that every Sunday while my kids are in the room watching a Steeler game, right? Or whatever happens. If that's turning people off, if that's pushing people over the edge.
I would much rather see EasyToys.com painted on the cricket ice than turn on my television and see another commercial for a video game or a movie where they're shooting the hell out of each other and there's blood and guts and gore with a million guns all over the place in this insane violence.
Yeah.
And it wasn't a picture of one of their products. It simply was painted like, think along the blue line at a hockey game, EasyToys.com. And so that they just decided, but NBC is a little shifty here in not deciding until it was go time to not put it on.
Yeah,
and disappointing,
I mean,
some people.
That's something that, for example, I would think around the NHL, they've got standards and guidelines and rules about, like, for example, what local advertisements you're allowed to put on the boards.
Proactively enforced,
yes,
though, right?
Yes.
Like, before they
and
even sell it.
I understand. It's the, who polices what's on the ice in the Netherlands during an Olympic qualifying curling match, right? Well, somebody has to oversee it somewhere. So figure out what you like and don't like before you get there and decide that you're not going to show something that people have been waiting, what, probably years in some cases to watch?
14 teams, including the American pair of Chris Pliz and Vicky Persinger, were competing in the final two co-ed bursts for the Winter Olympics. So their families are here in America because it's tough to travel now, too.
Right.
You can't have everybody travel that you probably would have in years past. And they turn on the television, bang. Luckily, the magic of YouTube, they found an international feed.
Still.
But still, I don't, what is, if you're the Penguins, or you're a hockey, let's not say the Penguins, let's say a real struggling financial hockey team.
Okay.
And Easy Toys comes to you and says, we want to pay you
If I'm the Arizona Coyotes, yep. I take their money.
I agree with you.
I take their money.
I agree with you 100%.
And the only thing, I don't know.
I'd rather see that than one of those superimposed one that's really just on your television that's floating around and screwing with my eyes.
Yeah. I'll take your money for those, too. I'll take your money. I mean, to be honest, that's not, I don't know. I don't understand how that's offensive. Just the name of a website. And it's like you said, it's not like we're showing the actual products.
Right.
There's not a demo happening between frame one and frame two of the curling match.
Sometimes I think Ponikarowski was trying to score goals with one of those. It was about as effective.
No, it keeps shaking in my hands. It's vibrating. I can't get it to stop.
Here?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.